and you.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. It just gets worse and unreported. Can I just say that? It gets worse and it's unreported. The situation gets worse and the unreporting of it gets worse. I told you a little bit about the Homeland Security report that was filed, and my perspective on it yesterday was from the perspective of the mainstream media. No, I shouldn't say the mainstream. Let's just say the corporate-owned media. About the fraud in FEMA and that some cops had been charged with some crimes. Well, let me just share with you. Homeland Security Inspector General Skinner reported on the loss within the Homeland Security. FEMA inspectors have been accused of soliciting and accepting bribes in connection with kickbacks on overinflated FEMA claims. So remember the front page story that we had of all these people that were getting these $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 FEMA cards? Well, the real story is that the FEMA people that were giving it to them were getting the kickbacks. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine.
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
Welcome Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. I am so excited. I got some really fantastic news about the blanket drive. As you know, we have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock here at 265 Union on the first floor. Come on down, Blanket Drive volunteers. But I got some wonderful news. I got a call from the music director of Central Performing and Visual Arts. And the choir from the high school is going to come and sing during the blanket drive. How much fun is that going to be? How much fun is that going to be? I am so excited. I was talking to Irene J. Smith yesterday, and we were both just, oh, my God, that's going to be so much fun. So you know what? I don't know. Maybe we should have a choir off during the blanket drive. Yeah, another high school out there. You gonna let St. Louis do it? I think it's a wonderful thing. The blanket drive, please don't forget, the blanket drive is next Friday, a week from today. A week from today, we will be at George Washington Carver at Bell and Cardinal. We will be at George Washington Carver House, and we will be doing the blanket drive. You can drop off your blankets here at the station at 265 Union. You can come on down to Carver House, drop the blankets off at Carver House. It's going to be a great day. So please, this is the weekend you need to get your blankets. This is the weekend that you need to get your blankets. Get your blankets for the blanket drive. You can also leave donations as well. We take donations and make that out to the Wake Up Call blanket drive. We take donations. So donations or blankets, we take them both for the next Friday. But volunteers, we meet tonight here at the station at 265 Union. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. But so thank you to the choir coming out. Going to be singing for us during the blanket drive. 1-877-920-WGNU. And I was talking to you about this incredible semi-annual report about reporting on the extraordinary amount of theft that is taking place. One FEMA temporary employee in New York City facilitated, are you ready for this? $1 million fraud. Oh, they don't go for chump change. They ain't trying to get no $50 gift certificate. $1 million fraud. And how did they do it? Submission and approval of false claims for financial assistance to FEMA after Katrina. This is after the 9/11. It's the cold-blooded stuff. $1 million. The investigation led to the indictment of 8 people on 52 counts. A former prison captain was found guilty of civil rights violations and witness tampering, convicted of 3 counts of witness tampering and the beating of an immigrant detainee. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's the ICE, the one of their special agents was convicted of workers' compensation fraud of over, again, these are no $50 gift certificates, workers' compensation fraud of $239,000. $239,000. How did they do it? Worked for another company and failed to report the income? $239,000. An immigration enforcement agent was indicted for harboring a fugitive. An immigration and customs enforcement agent was charged and arrested for what? Exposing himself to a female juvenile in a shopping mall. The agent was given 1 year supervised probation. He wasn't fired. He was charged and arrested for exposing himself to babies, and they didn't fire him. They didn't fire him. An internal investigation determined that the death of a detainee while in custody was suicide, but ICE procedures for handling the suicide detainee were not followed. Cause of death is not stated. Huh. One ICE agent pleaded guilty to bribery. One, the ICE facility investigated in another detainee death. Another internal investigation determined that neither the ICE nor the detention facility was negligent. A Cuban national alien, while detained by ICE at a contract facility operated by the Corrections Corporation of America, died while in custody. The cause of death, it's not stated. Border agents pleaded guilty to accepting bribes and selling identity documents. And let me break it down again. Border agents selling identity documents also helped by smuggling and guaranteeing safe passage to 2 kilos of cocaine. Well, you know, I guess they just got a bit turned around. The safe passage thing went to the cocaine. Border Patrol agent guilty of illegal possession of a machine gun and other unregistered firearms. ICE agent arrested for online solicitation of a minor. Custom and Border Protection officers arrested for bribery and alien smuggling. One of the smugglers gave the officers, again, these are not $50 gift certificates. One of the smugglers gave the Custom and Border Protection officer, you know what they gave him? A Lexus SUV. Okay, they are not getting $50 gift certificates. A Lexus SUV. The officer had numerous unexplained deposits in his bank account. How stupid are you? You're depositing the money? You're depositing the money in your account? And you think people don't notice that? Oh, Lord. But I got a Lexus. Border Patrol agent was arrested for aggravated sexual assault. While off duty, the Border Patrol agent took a female, age not stated, to his apartment, administered an unknown drug. And you know the rest. And you know the rest. Two Border Patrol agents had been working with smuggling immigrants into the country since 2003. And it's estimated they had received, guess how much money? Again, these are not $50 gift certificates. $1 million. It's not bad work since 2003. Howard, that's about what you make over that period of time, right? About $1 million? Department of Secretary... yeah, right.
Yeah, if I steal it.
Department Secretary Michael Chernoff recently indicated that security improvements were being proposed for the department's visa waiver program. Oh, I feel much better. I feel much better. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to.
Good morning, St. Louis, 28 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kmart. Eastbound 44 at 141 is an accident reported. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, look for congestion going on there. Eastbound 70 at 79, you can expect slight delays. Westbound 270 at 367 all the way into New Florissant, look for traffic to be flowing freely this hour. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 270, look for heavy volume in the right-hand lanes. northbound 270 at 44, no problems at this moment. Westbound 44, or westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, excuse me, no problems to report there. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. There you've got slow traffic from the Illinois Bank on in. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing is already heavy and stacked. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is flowing freely, and Woodson at St. Charles Rock Road is closed due to a broken water main. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kmart. You know those Christmas gifts that make you feel warm all over? Kmart has them. Get cozy outerwear for the whole family at 40% off. Hurry! Sale ends Sunday, December 10th. Kmart, where Christmas comes together. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, a high in the lower 30s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in mid-20s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday evening, mostly clear, low in the mid-30s. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning and early afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy. They're expecting a high around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 13 degrees, clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 11 degrees. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 2 degrees, so bundle up if you're going out. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Stay tuned for more news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. But up next, it's more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
For a look at the world news that matters most to you, tune in to AM 920 WGNU's Global News Updates, weekday mornings, 7:45, 8:45, and 9:45, weekday evenings at 6:45. Sponsored by Reasonable Construction, 314-382-2200. Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio, to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap. Weekday afternoons, immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis.
Sponsored by Reasonable Construction. Stop putting it off.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Joy, all for everyone's Christmas joy. Feel had your fun design.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. I got a blanket donation from grandmother Margaret Cahill and her granddaughter Sarita. Thank you so much for the donation. And they sent this interesting little poem. I don't know. I've never heard this before. I've never read this before. And I'm going to share this poem with you. Choose between the two. If you would make a selection, choose between the two, the rattlesnake and the hypocrite, I know what you would do. It requires no time in thinking what choice I would make. I would always take the rattler, for I know that he's a snake. He doesn't come up to you grinning for you to think he is a friend. He just crawls around on his belly, for the rattler doesn't pretend. The hypocrite can talk so loving as he gives your back a pat, for he has many faces hidden under the same old hat. He's just looking for a tiny opening, the smallest kind of crack, to tell you how much he loves you while he stabs you in the back. He has the friendliest conversation, a voice with the sweetest sound. While he is talking, he is thinking about how to smear your name around. I know the rattlesnake's bite is poison, but he'll warn me before he'll bite. The rattler is a dangerous reptile, and he hasn't any sense of right. You'll find no false pretending, no false faces he has to make, but there is one thing certain, the rattler is a snake. Now let me tell you something, and it's wisdom good and sound. The hypocrite is far more dangerous. He will tear your kingdom down. I've already made my selection, and I will always stick to it. I would rather hug a rattlesnake than to kiss a hypocrite. Thank you very much for that. Very, very interesting. Thank you very much for that. And for the blanket donation. Woohoo! More blanket donations. All right. Please don't forget that the blanket drive is next Friday, a week from today. Use this weekend, go get your blankets, and then on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, we'll be back to do it again, to deliver the blankets the next day. So please, come to the volunteer meeting tonight at 6 o'clock here at 265 Union. Wake up call, blanket drive, volunteers. I need you, need you, need you, need you, need you. We got to make this thing work, and the volunteers, couldn't do it without the volunteers. So, please, tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the station for the volunteer meeting. Blanket drive is next week. We got a donation from Sears on Union. Wonderful, wonderful donation. Quincy Troop is saddling up and getting to the donation as well. Lots of you out there are getting the donations ready. We just have to make this wonderful. We just have to make this wonderful. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. It's so interesting how this Baker Report is being received, and it's so interesting what they're not saying about the Baker Report. What the corporate driven newspapers are not reporting, because the Baker Report did say that George Bush and his policy is a failure. It's a failure. But how are the corporate-driven, what are the Rupert Murdoch newspapers out there saying, doing, responding? They have two pictures, two caricatures on the front page of the New York Post. You know what it is? Surrender monkeys. They have a picture of Baker and, two members of the group. Surrender monkey. The Iraq panel urges the United States to give up. Isn't that something? This is the Rupert Murdoch paper. The only reason that Rupert Murdoch owns television stations in this country because of Newt getting rich. And 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Understand what the position of this administration is going to be, or is, not going to be, is. It is a position that is born out of, partly born out of things that we don't have the direct evidence of. We're there for oil. We're there to steal their oil. There is the reason why there are things that have been done in the darkness that have to do with money. Is the reason why we are there. Now, the ability of Boy George to articulate his position in any kind of sensical way, a manner that makes sense, a manner that is more complex than fundamental three-letter words like the Google, things like that. George Bush's shortcoming is intellectual curiosity and intellectual capabilities and genuine thought process. He instinctively responds to money and greed and a sense of entitlement. Therefore, if you have money, if you are instinctively connected to money, instinctively connected to greed, and instinctively connected to entitlement, you have no problem in stealing Iraq's oil, which is what they are doing. They want to steal the oil. Now, the problem and the challenge to George Bush is to be able to articulate a defense so that you don't, a reasonable defense, so that you don't see him over here stealing, or you don't question him over here stealing, or you ain't gonna say nothing about him over here stealing. So how does Boy George do this? I mean, remember, he's not the sharpest tack. He's not the brightest kid. He was we know he's not because he was an FD student. So, instinctively he knows about stealing, and he will do everything to protect his entitlement to that oil that those folks don't know how to handle anyway. But he's not good at saying why. Not good at saying why. And that's why, see, the petulance comes from the entitlement piece. I'm entitled to steal this oil. And if y'all don't get it, that's on you. And the reason that they can't keep him in the public, because he cannot consistently articulate in any kind. He's not he's not a good communicator. He's stupid. He's not clever. Bullies are rarely clever. They're thugs. Because a bully doesn't have to be clever. It's the clever kid that fights the bully back. But bullies are not clever. Bush is not a clever man. He's a mean-spirited, ugly, cruel man. With an entitlement for stealing. He ain't clever. So what we're seeing is his inability to articulate a clever lie for why we are in Iraq. And so he goes with what he knows. He goes with the sports metaphor. He goes with the sports mentality. He treats people's connection to politics like he's at a sporting event. We gotta win, coach. We gotta win. Why does he choose that one? It's not the most intellectually defensible position, but it's the easiest one, the one that he is most familiar with, and the one that he thinks the stupid Americans will buy. We got to win, coach. What the, huh? Win what? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home. Get on down to Sears. It is shopping time, folks. It's this weekend. Let's go get our big screen television or our washer or our dryer. Or how about a gift certificate? Your baby need a new washer or dryer? Go get her a gift certificate from Sears at 3425 Union. Get on down to Sears and tell them I told you to.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program,
I will tell you the advice that a wise woman once gave to me for women looking for a good man. First, you find a dependable, hardworking man who's helpful around the house. Second, you find a loving man who will spoil you and take care of you and never lie to you. And third, you find a thoughtful man who can make you laugh. And most important of all, you make sure these three men never meet each other.
Oh, that's great.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Automatic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
August and September, summertime is done. Days of sweet November grow shorter one by one. Autumn leaves are falling and winter time is near. It's getting very close to that special time of year. The snow will be the whitest. Stars will shine their brightest. Bells will ring out merry and clear. When we all get home for Christmas this year, the kids will wind the day up, trying to stay waiting for Saint Nick to appear. When we all get home for Christmas this year, with Mom and Dad to meet us and dear old friends to greet us,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, morning, Liz.
Dave from San Francisco. Good morning.
Well, the only thing different than what you just said is I'm not in San Francisco. I'm out here in Webster this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so morning. Hey, you know, I heard before I talked about Bush, I heard you talking about you were looking for some volunteers tonight. I won't be here next week, but would it help to come down tonight?
Oh, sure. Come on down.
Okay. Still something I could do.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'll give it a try. What time?
6 o'clock here at 265 Union.
Okay. Will do.
Very good.
Now, I heard you talking about Bush as a bully, and I take it that Bush is a saboteur. And still that dynamic of what you're talking about, him as a bully, if you look at his desire to sabotage America, there are two different ways you could look at it. One is kind of more as a businessman, and you know his dad's company is the Carlyle Group. And if you look at the prospectus of the Carlyle Group, they advertise themselves as buying companies in distress. So ostensibly, they go around and look for companies that are viable companies, but that are in a hard way. So then, if they buy up that company at 20 cents on the dollar or 2 cents on the dollar, then they make it a viable business proposition afterward. Well, if you look at it, that the Carlyle Group would love to have somebody ruin the economy so that they could go out there and create more companies in distress, then the Carlyle Group is there to swoop them all up and get monopolies on everything. So ostensibly, you could say that Bush is there to sabotage America's economy just so his dad can get rich. And that would be, even though that would be an evil sort of proposition, it would be good for business in some strange way. But in the other angle of sabotage, the Bush family is there as an adjunct to the Nazi party. They were there to finance Hitler. And wouldn't it be logical to say that after World War II, the Nazis would go out of their way to put people in positions of power to bankrupt America so that the fascists could reemerge as the world's power? So I take it that Bush is not an incompetent. He's there to sabotage America. And whether it's, you know, Plan 1 or Plan 2, he's there to sabotage America.
Well, and my position is that he is not an incompetent. He is incompetent in his ability to. He's not a smooth operator. He's not a clever operator. He is inarticulate. He is incapable of intellectual prowess. He's incapable of intellectual deconstruction, intellectual conversation, but there is still the piece of it. You don't have to be an intellect to steal. You don't have to have the instinct and the desire to steal. He has simply surrounded himself with people like him who believe as he believes. I believe more that his father making money off of the decisions that he made is more of a byproduct than a desire of Bush. I think that there is because he is so dysfunctional, because of what his family raised him to be dysfunctional, I believe he has a dysfunctional relationship with his father, and that while his father may end up making money, would end up making money off of the end result of the decisions of Boy George, I don't believe it's an intentional act on Boy George's part. I believe that Boy George is attempting to deliver to what he considers his homeboys and his issues. Is there some intersection with the desires and the goals of Bush Sr. and Bush Jr.? Yes, there's some intersection, but I think that like many dysfunctional men like Boy George is, he wants to distinguish himself and make his legacy different than his daddy, and I'm talking about the legacy of his power, of his thievery, of his impact. So I believe it is about delivering to the oil industry. That's who he's connected himself with and feels that he has carved out his own place for himself in that. And the reason I say that he's a bully is because of the book that I read, Bush on the Couch, Dr. Justin Frank, that has come on the show many times to deconstruct and to articulate what Bush's childhood was like and connect that to the decisions that he's making right now. As a child, Bush would stick firecrackers up the rear ends of frogs and watch them explode. He would, and when he got older in college, he would take coat hangers, unravel them, make them into long pokers, put those pokers in the fire, heat them, and then stick them around the anus of pledges in his fraternity. As a young man in high school, at his private high school, he would taunt and racially attack. There's only one kid to attack racially because only one dark-skinned person in the entire school. The things that he did throughout his life, like his mother, like his father, are bullying things. He bullies the American people from the perspective of, you can't ask me any questions because I'm the president. You can't do this because this. The reason why he doesn't talk to any other nations and scorns diplomacy is because he is a bully. He believes that the world should do as he says because he is the president. So that's the reason why I assess him as a bully, and I don't believe he's a stupid man. I believe he's an inarticulate man with no intellectual curiosity.
Sure. Well, I don't disagree with most of that. It's just that I think that, well, first of all, you know, Pelosi is the my congresswoman, and it's been a long project to try to get her to admit that he's an incompetent. But at least she's doing it pretty much on a daily basis. So, you know, if you look structurally at the word incompetent, it can either mean, you know, somebody who is mentally retarded, just some kind of a, you know, mental case, or it's somebody who's just not sufficient to the task, somebody that, you know, they've given him a raise and a promotion, but they just put him in a position of power that he's not good at. So either way, he is an incompetent. But it's whether or not he's a saboteur that I think is really the issue. Because, you know, as you describe him as a bully, if you look at, you know, some primitive days where, you know, you're being attacked from all sides, I guess it would be useful to have a bully in the presidency or something like that. But at the same time, we're not in that position anymore.
It is us against the world now.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it is us against the world.
If you want to have a viable economy, you've got to have trading partners that trust and respect you. And if they're going to trade with you and then all of a sudden they're going to get cheated in the long run, that's not a position that anybody can withstand. And it makes America subject to attack.
But a bully doesn't see it like that.
Oh, I agree, and that's why his being declared an incompetent. The Constitution doesn't give us specific instructions about how to get rid of, like they say, Woodrow Wilson went insane toward the end of his term. And what does America do when one of the presidents goes insane? And do we get a psychiatrist to 5150 him and get him out of there, or is there some kind of a legal manner in which we can get rid of somebody who goes insane?
And well, so, maybe he just didn't go insane. Maybe his insanity was no longer ignorable.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Dave, I gotta go.
Hey, no trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, with any luck, we'll see you tonight.
All right, great. Thanks
yeah,
for
night.
Your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Old Man Winter is settling in from the Midwest to the Northeast to the Deep South, where ABC Steve Osunsami is bundled
up. It is 22 degrees in Atlanta. And while that might not seem like much if you live in Duluth or somewhere else in Minnesota, here it is crazy cold and people are just not used to it.
Over a foot of snow has fallen in western Michigan. State Trooper Tracy McAndrew hasn't gotten much of a break.
Got a lot of slide-offs. Fender benders and so forth.
Bad weather forced NASA to wave off last night's shuttle launch. More from ABC's Vic Ratner at the Kennedy Space Center.
What do you do when all the weather options look grim? NASA's Bruce Buckingham says launch crews will try again tomorrow night, but
the bottom line right now is that we are performing a 48-hour scrub turnaround. We will make our next attempt no earlier than Saturday, pending our weather assessment at the tanking meeting Saturday morning.
The astronauts took the delay without complaint. NASA is hoping to squeeze in a 12-day space mission without forcing flight control teams to work through the Christmas holidays. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Kennedy Space Center.
President Bush huddles with congressional leaders from both parties today as he tries to look for ways to tweak his Iraq policy. ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
Preparing to announce his revised approach in Iraq, President Bush this morning consults Congress, including the Democrats who will take control next month. He declared at a news conference he will make a speech, aides say before Christmas, on a set of tactics and strategies. But he is not just using advice from the Iraq Study Group. President Bush says he's awaiting reviews done by his own generals. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The lame duck Congress tries to wrap things up today. Both houses still have to pass a tax and trade bill, a huge one. The Democrats will be in charge when lawmakers return in January. Leave the mistletoe at home when you're going to your holiday office party. A Chicago labor lawyer says to remember the key is office, not party. This is ABC News.
Hey, Sherman Hemsley here. You know, lovable, huggable George. Some things in life you're stuck with. Believe me, I know. But your Medicare plan isn't one of them.
Do you know if your current Medicare health and prescription plan is right for you? Get the changes you want during open enrollment beginning November 15th. If you're satisfied with your current coverage, you don't have to do anything at all. Log on to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Now we're moving on up.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the NAACP.
Merry Christmas.
To many in your local community, this is the sound of Christmas. Together, Walmart and the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign have been helping change the lives of those in your community for 20 years. And this year, our commitment is stronger than ever. From our families to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Are you ready for a chewable birth control pill?
It prevents pregnancy and freshens your breath, and it was made for women who don't like swallowing pills. Femcon Fay is the first chewable tasty birth control pill. The spearmint-flavored tablet contains the same hormones as standard oral contraceptives. It's also much more discreet than the dial packs. It comes in a credit card-sized dispenser kept inside a velvet pouch. The drug maker, Warner Chilcott, says it's simply a chewable version of its Ofcon 35, a birth control pill that has already been on the market for about 3 decades. Daniela Bellata, ABC News.
The White House press corps is going to the dogs today. The first pooch, to be specific, Scottish Terrier. Barney's annual dog's eye view of the White House Christmas decorations. And yes, everyone gets into the act. The First Lady's dog, Miss Beasley, and Press Secretary Tony Snow.
It's great. I'm really happy you're doing it. But I got one little bone to pick. Don't mind if I say that, do you? You can't have the press room, okay? It'll really tick them off.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, officials in Missouri and Illinois are asking for answers from Ameren UE. The Illinois Commerce Commission is planning an investigation of Ameren's response to last week's winter storm. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt wants the Public Service Commission to hold public hearings on the massive power outages that followed the storm. Blunt is suggesting that the PSC consider delaying Ameren's upcoming rate cases until after the company presents a report on how they plan to avoid mass outages in the future. An Afton woman is charged in an incident that led to her being shot by her police officer brother. Authorities say Bonnie DeBishop was armed when she attacked her brother early Wednesday morning at a home on Vera Cruz. That's when the off-duty officer shot her. DeBishop suffered minor injuries and is charged with unlawful use of a weapon. Police say the officer isn't expected to face charges because he acted in self-defense. A Hazelwood man remains jailed in connection with a brief police standoff. 23-year-old Jerome Matthews is charged with unlawful use of a weapon in Wednesday's standoff in the 7,000 block of Millwood. Police say it began as a domestic dispute. No one was seriously hurt. Finally this hour, kids in the St. Louis area are being urged to pitch in and help during Dollar Help's Warmth Giving weekend. Reverend B.T. Rice, a board member for Dollar Help, says kids can do a lot by putting up hot chocolate stands in their neighborhoods.
This is going to bring awareness to our communities of the importance of Dollar Help and why we need to help support this most needed event.
Rice says people can also contribute to Dollar Help by checking the donation box on their LaCleat gas bill. Dollar Help is a not-for-profit agency that helps pay heating bills for low-income families. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Yahoo! Yahoo's Best of Answers 2006 has the year's best questions, like what was the greatest sports feat ever accomplished? Go to yahoo.com and click on Answers. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I am Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Southbound 270 before Doherty Ferry, there's an accident that's been cleared. May see some delays there. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs, there's an accident reported to be blocking the two left lanes under the overpass, and traffic is slowing down near Route 79. Westbound 40 at 94 ramp, look for a disabled vehicle partially blocking traffic lanes. Appears to be abandoned. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, you've got some congestion there. Westbound 270 from 367 into New Florissant, look for no delays. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270, look for heavy traffic in the right lanes. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, everything's running smoothly this hour. Westbound 55, 70 from 4th Street on into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into Laclede's Landing, you still got heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is slow from the top of the ramp as drivers merge into the bridge complex. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing, look for heavy volume there. St. Charles Rock Road at Woodson, look for a broken water main. And Hampton Avenue at Watson, there's a vehicle on fire And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. This holiday season, give everyone on your list Missouri Holiday Lottery Scratchers. They're a great gift for them and an easy gift for you. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the lower 30s. For this evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-20s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning and afternoon and becoming mostly cloudy. The high is expected to be around 50. Currently, we have 13 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 12. The wind chill out there makes it feel like it's 2. If you're headed to the bus stop, please bundle up. That is a look at this hour's traffic and news, as well as your weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. More of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is on the way. We'll take another look. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Normally we have Looking Black, but this hour we're going to be open the line, so give me a call. Looking Black will return in its normal time and schedule next week, so give me a call here at 454-0400. We have open lines. I have to share this story with you. I don't know two essential facts, but I think I can, I wouldn't be uncomfortable with guessing. Town in Texas. A 4-year-old hugged his teacher's aide and was put into in-school suspension. According to the school administrators, they have a different way of telling it. Demarcus Blackwell, 4-year-old son, was lining up to get on the bus after school last month when he was accused of rubbing his face into the chest of a female employee. Do you hear what I'm saying? A 4-year-old, his father's name is Demarcus Blackwell. He was accused of rubbing his face in the chest of the female employee. And there was a letter sent to the family that this 4-year-old had demonstrated inappropriate physical behavior interpreted as sexual conduct or sexual harassment. I don't know how the parents can stop from burning the school down. That's just. I will be back to talk more about this. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Revillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the Elder Mitchell Thornton of the All Request Sweet Sounds of Music. We bring you the best gospel sounds in St. Louis, as well as the up-to-date church news to help you plan your weekend worship every Saturday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on WGNU 920 on your radio dial.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. And it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the 3rd annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Dashing through the snow, yeah. Make inspire a
Welcome back. Jingle Bell, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oh. Waco, Texas. Black little chocolate, little African boy. On his way home from preschool, four-year-old baby, they're so sweet at four. Four-year-old baby, on his way home, decided to go and to give some love and hug his little preschool, preschool baby can't even, he's four. There are children that are breastfeeding at four. He hugged his teacher, his aide. She says he rubbed his face in her breast, and they charged him with inappropriate physical behavior interpreted as sexual contact or sexual harassment. Does this teacher's aide have little fantasies about children? Is she some twisted, sick person that you would interpret that as sexual? These are grown folks interpreting this. You are a sick, twisted woman. And a sick, twisted district. And a racist district. This has everything to do with race. Since when does anybody interpret the actions of a four-year-old? The first reaction is that something a four-year-old does is sexual. I have a friend of mine who talked about she was at a picnic once. And this little baby came over to her, 4, 5, 6 years old. He was tired. She said he propped himself up on her stomach and her chest, adjusted her chest so that he was comfortable, found him a comfortable spot in between her, on her chest, laid down, put his thumb in his mouth, and took a sleep. That's what babies do. Are we so sexually twisted in this country and confused that we, that some of us interpret everything through the lens of sex? And is that interpretation connected to race? This is a little black boy who touched, this is Emmett Till. The woman couldn't kill this baby. The woman couldn't call a lynching mob on this baby. So they put this baby, what kind of school has in-house detention for four-year-olds? What kind of school has in-house suspension for four-year-olds? It's a school that betcha by golly wow, that school, the predominant color of the children in that school are brown and black, African, Hispanic, and the majority of the instructors in that school are not. This is a foul, foul, foul story that says everything about us as a nation. How on earth are the actions of this baby who came to give some teacher who didn't deserve it a hug goodbye and put him in suspension? And the father said, I want this stuff off my baby's record. They said no. They said, no, we're going to put this on your child's record and keep it on there until forever. Until forever. His father's name is DeMarcus. What you think? You think he's white? You think this baby white? Tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to find out La Vega Primary School that sent a letter home saying that the pre-kindergartner demonstrated inappropriate physical behavior interpreted as sexual conduct and slash or sexual harassment. I'm going to find out what the makeup of this school is. Betcha I'm right. Betcha I'm right. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz, I've said it before. That's trickle-down insanity coming straight from the White House. It's trickling down. What else would you have someone accusing a four-year-old of inappropriate sexual behavior? Every four-year-old I know, they're little people. So my question is, with the atmosphere in this country about sex, most teachers, if they're going to give a child a hug, they'll bend over and maybe, like, put their cheek to the child and not get very close. They don't want to be accused of any inappropriate behavior. Now, this teacher must have picked the little boy up and held him to her chest. So maybe we should be looking at the teacher.
You mean, how did he get to her chest?
That's what I'm saying. Because, that's like I said before, most teachers don't want to be accused or any way in shape be and put themselves in a position to be accused. So I'm saying if she was going to give him a hug, she would have, like, bent over, kept her mainly her body away from him and put her cheek to him. Maybe she could grab her neck. But I'm saying she must have picked him up and put him in her chest. So maybe we should be looking at her.
I think whether she did that or not, we need to be looking at her because this is someone that sees children as sexual entities. The little four-year-olds as sexual entities. There's no doctor out there alive that's going to come in and say that a four-year-old is thinking about sex.
It's, like I said, trickle-down insanity, and I want to give you another example of a report I heard of some more insanity. I heard there's a bill being put before Congress, and it has to do with getting a report on the side effects of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's insanity?
No, I don't think that's insane at all. I think that is 100% pure capitalism. How do you fight the growing market of vitamins? How do you keep people in the pharmaceutical pocket? You attack the enemy. The enemy is vitamin. Are vitamins. So no, that's corporate. That's 100% corporate America.
That's big pharma.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
We got to find out how our so-called legislators are going to respond to this.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Brother Matt, good morning.
I was watching C-SPAN for a couple of hours yesterday, and I heard Tim Talent's farewell address to the Senate. And then I listened to Rick Santorum's. And the difference between the two, I mean, Santorum really put me to tears. I mean, he really admonished and he was very selfless in his farewell address. Very, I mean, just wonderful.
Rick Santorum?
It was awesome. I mean, it was,
Rick Santorum?
You had to see it to believe it, honestly. I mean, he was very contrite, very apologetic, very, I mean, just...
Give me some of the stuff that he said.
Well, he never took credit for anything that could be considered an accomplishment of his. He gave it to his staffers. He admonished the assembly that, look, we got to get out of this contentious stuff. He said, I fought, and he said, and I realized that basically he was saying the most important thing to him that he realized was his family. He used the phrase, I've had a lot of scales removed from my eyes since, the defeat, a lot of realizations have come about. I mean, it was a redemptive, speech. It was straight from the heart, from my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But
so he's not that good of an actor. So okay,
I
hear you.
Acting or not,
yeah.
Tim Talent.
No, I mean he's not a good actor. I mean he's not. So go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying either way it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm saying, but Jim Talent was just as cold. I mean, it was just cold and lifeless.
Well, that
he spent most of his time trying to encourage more military might. He didn't say anything about people and even Santorum was talking about how much money we wasted on the war and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
But Talent was talking about spending more money. We got to put more money in the military machine, and I mean it was just as cold. The last thing he talked about was thanking his family like they all do and all that. That was the last thing he talked about. The first thing he was talking about is military might and what we need to
do. Did he thank his staff?
Briefly, very briefly. And you know what? Nobody even gave him a response. Most of the guys that gave up, other people would stand up and say, thank you very much. We're going to miss you. Nobody said a word. You could hear the crickets in there after Jim Talent.
Really?
Yeah, it was very sad.
Interesting. I wish I could go see that.
Well, it was on C-SPAN. I don't know if there's any way. I'm sure they'll probably do a replay. I just don't know how they schedule it.
Well, maybe I'll try it on the Internet.
And check your emails for the salesman's position.
Okay.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Yahoo. Southbound 270 before Doherty Ferry, that accident's been cleared. Expect some delays. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs, there's an accident that's been cleared, but the traffic's still backed up through 79. Westbound 40 onto the ramp to 94 northbound. Look for a disabled vehicle partially blocking the lanes, reportedly to be abandoned. Eastbound 40 between Woods Mill and 270. Look for congestion. Westbound 270 from 367 to New Florissant. Look for no problems there. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill and 270. Heavy volume in the right lanes. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Laquid Station. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravois through Big Bend. It is slow. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is still heavy from the Illinois Bank into Laclede's Landing. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Yahoo. At Yahoo's Best Answers 2006, you'll find all the big questions like, how do I connect an iPod to my car? Go to yahoo.com and click on Answers. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the lower 30s. This evening, mostly clear, low in mid-20s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And Sunday, partly sunny in the morning and early afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy with a high expected around 50. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 11 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 12. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 1. So bundle up if you're going outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you make to make your house a home. How about this? Sometimes shopping, you just don't know what to get people and you get them a gift card. You can do that at Sears at 3425 Union. Get on down to Sears to give them a gift card. Then they'll be able to go to Sears and buy the wonderful things that they have at 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when wake-up call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake-Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel inspired. It makes me feel wonderful when people fight. When people fight back, I'm always moved by citizens saying, speaking truth to power and saying, no, we're not going to do this. We can't do this. We're not going to do this. Hundreds of thousands of people in Great Britain have said something that they're going to do. Hundreds of thousands of them are going to refuse to sign up with the British government's planned identity register. Did I tell you that the British government wants to get a DNA sample of everybody? 39% of the paper did a survey. And a sample of nearly 2,000 people, 1,979. 39% of the people oppose the identity register. 21% said that they would resist signing up, even if it meant paying a small fine. Do you hear what I'm saying? 52% of the people are unhappy that their details are being kept on a database. The biggest concern was that people could access the information who were not entitled to see it. 52% said that Of the 52% of the people, 77% they said that they believe that unauthorized personnel would see the information. 71% said that the system could contain harmful errors about them. The National Identity Register. Now, understand that this National Identity Register is in Great Britain right now. What does that mean? Understand, it means this. It's coming towards us. It's coming towards us. This National Identity Register would be the main database for the government's proposed ID card. The register would contain identifying biometric data. The register, they said, oh, you're not required right now to carry these ID cards with you all the time. Huh. The last week they said that this ID card legislation would allow mobile fingerprint scanners that the police are currently testing to access that database. That means that if the police are given a go-ahead for mobile fingerprint machines, someone's identity can be checked immediately on the street against the database. Now, how surveilled are the folks over there? There are 4.2, and I don't know if y'all are going to believe this. There are 4.2 million cameras on the streets of London. 4.2. Some of them have microphones to eavesdrop on conversations. Some of them have speakers to shout back at individuals in an effort to embarrass and correct behavior. There is also a phasing in of a face scanning camera. For instance, surveillance also, they also intend to utilize these cameras to detect violent behavior and to spy on garbage bins to report improper recycling and waste management. I guess you got to do something with 4 million cameras. Guess you got to do something with it. So, the steady stream of eroding privacy in Great Britain is meant to beat folks down. Understand what this is about. This is about the great big beat down. The beat down of people and their sense of security. The beat down of people and their sense of that they don't have to sacrifice their rights on the altar of law and order. 4.2 million cameras in Great Britain. 4.2 million. Million cameras in London. Motorists will have their fingerprints taken on the roadside on a voluntary basis. So police would pull people over and say, can I just have your fingerprint to put in the database? So, here's the thing. Let's just talk about the possibilities of what could happen with that. Cop pulls you over. Can I have your fingerprint for this database? Sure. My name is Mary Jones. Here's my fingerprint. Think of all the how easy it would be to put a false name by your fingerprint. And what does that lead to? False identities, mistakes. This is a horrible idea. This is a horrible idea, and I suspect very strongly that it's coming our way. Do you know that in Great Britain, drinking bars currently require a fingerprint? Fingerprint. If you go into a bar, you've got to leave your fingerprint. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? There's a government report that recommends tough measures for fingerprint or retina scanning to prevent students cheating on exams. Huh. There's also, in Great Britain, a cooking percolating along, a 007-style detector to trap students using mobile phones to cheat in exam halls. Huh. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. And you know what the great impetus for this? 9/11 and terrorism. 9/11 and terrorism. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back to take some of your calls. Stay with me.
Kwanzaa Holiday Expo is back. Celebrate the 40th anniversary of Kwanzaa with Better Family Life. December 9th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and December 10th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. at the West End Community Center on Union at Del Mar. Do your holiday shopping with vendors from around the country. Learn about Kwanzaa in the Kwanzaa House. See Pita Williams, Matif, and many more artists. Don't forget, we have activities for children. And best of all, this event is free. For more information, call 314-367-3440. That's 367-3440.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens, on 9:20 a.m., 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lawanga Center.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline New York. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is expected to be critical of the international community's response to the crisis in Sudan's Darfur region when he delivers a speech in New York to mark International Human Rights Day. In a draft of the speech, Annan says blame for the chaos in Darfur can be placed on the, quote, shameful passivity of most governments, and the world's leaders have not summoned up the collective sense of urgency that this issue requires. The speech is expected to be one of Annan's final addresses as UN chief. He leaves the post at the end of the month and has pledged to keep Darfur in the spotlight until he leaves office. Some 200,000 people have been killed in Darfur since the rebels took up arms against the central government in 2003. Another 2 million have been driven out of their homes. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Don't
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Daryl?
Pretty good. I just wanted to change subjects for a minute about what you were talking about yesterday, about how they were pushing for a break in an electric company.
Jane Cunningham up in Jefferson City is filing legislation today.
If anybody needs a break, it's these customers out here, how they lost power for 5 and 6 days and all that.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And how they going to say they're losing money? They ain't losing no money.
They have a deal with the state that guarantees them a profit. I am unconcerned with anything beyond that statement. If you are guaranteed a profit, that means that you don't lose money because you have a profit.
They're always making a profit.
Mm-hmm. They are guaranteed a profit legislatively. Period. Dot. Conversation over.
That's right. Okay, sweetie.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Intervention session or a crying and lying session or a licking of wounds session, although that sounds awfully ugly. But Boy George and some of his most vocal backers of the war, we're going to win. Not with my son, but not with my daughter, but we're going to win. It reminds me of, I don't know if there are a lot of you out there that watch Futurama. I love Futurama. And there's a character on it's a cartoon series made by the same people that did The Simpsons. And there's a cartoon character named Zach Brannigan, who is the goofiest, most self-indulgent leader. He's a military leader. And one of the ways that he won one of the wars that he fought was he kept just sending thousands and thousands of men of his into these killbots, because the killbots had a preset limit of how many people that they could kill, and once they exceeded that level, then the killbots would die. Well, he just kept sending person after person to win. And that's kind of like what Boy George is doing and these backers of the war. Well, they had a meeting yesterday. Someone described it as a group therapy session. Bush met with a grim-looking gaggle of 14 lawmakers and several White House staffers hours after the Iraq Study Group issued its report saying that, you know what y'all have been doing now sucks. And what did Bush say in the meeting? It means a lot to me. And I think it means a lot to the American people to recognize that there are people in this town who are more concerned about the security of this country than they are about the security of their own political positions. Huh? Huh? That there are more people concerned about the security of this country than their own political positions? How secure are we after 9/11? I'm proud to be with you. I want to thank you for your thoughts. I take your comments seriously. Huh. The source said that Bush did not try to disguise his humility, and his conciliatory gesture seemed legitimate. He knows that there's a new math in town. George Bush has never known any new math, has never been able to adjust to any new math. Huh. A sourpuss to Dick Cheney and political guru failure, Karl Rove, were amongst the top administration officials who looked on as Boy George talked to this grim-looking gaggle of 14 lawmakers. Oh, yeah, gas went up yesterday. Gas went up yesterday. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need. War Hawks met
to lick their wounds. Ew. With Dick Cheney, ew. And Turd Blossom, ew. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, a couple of things about these power outages. We need to take a look at these switching stations that they have, these transformers. With the amount of electricity people are using now, the amount that they used maybe 15 to 20 years ago, it's probably gone up 25 or 30%. And I don't think they're working. They're not. What they're doing, they're selling these companies, making money, and the people who buy these companies are not being responsible and taking care of these companies. They're putting it back in the profit, just like they did those coal mines. They buy these properties, they put them on a stock exchange, people make millions of dollars, but they do not repair them. And they want the American public to repair them with tax dollars. And these private companies, Liz, are getting guaranteed profits. Halliburton, the oil companies, everybody's getting guaranteed profits off of the taxpayer.
Absolutely.
And it's becoming, and nobody is looking at it. Just like when you were talking about those vouchers, there are people in the world who want to get the taxpayers' money, use it, make a profit off of it, and then if they don't make a profit, tax the taxpayers more to make a profit. And people are buying into this stupidity.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And I just want to remind you that there is a meeting tonight for the volunteers for the Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. It's at 6 o'clock. We're not going to have a blizzard tonight. We're not going to have an ice storm tonight. It's just going to be a little cold. But, you know, just get into your vehicles. Get with whoever is getting you here. Please come. We need lots and lots and lots and lots of volunteers to make this blanket drive work. Be here tonight at 6 o'clock. Where? 265 Union, 6 o'clock on the first floor. We're going to be meeting to talk about our assignments and what we get our T-shirts and to get our business done for next Friday, because next Friday is the blanket drive. The Central Visual Performing Arts High School will be performing. Their glee club will be singing at the blanket drive. How cool is that? I'm so excited. At about 8:30 on Friday of next week at Carver House. I am so excited. That is going to be such a thrilling thing to have them there too. You know, it's a wonderful thing. And I just want to remind everybody how critical this blanket drive is. Just think about it, folks. When your electricity was off last week, think about it. Your electricity was off last week. How cold it was inside your home. It was so cold that you couldn't stay inside your home. We're getting blankets for people that don't have a home. Think how cold it is for them. I mean, this blanket drive is real. It is important. It is hugely valuable. People are suffering. I'm asking all of you, take some time. Go get a $5 blanket from Kmart. Go get a $5 blanket from the dollar store, Dollar General. Go and get your $5 blanket. $20 gets 4 blankets. And you can do more than that. Think of how cold you were in your house. And most of you were blessed with a place to stay, somewhere to go. Some of you were blessed with being able to pay for a hotel for 5 days. The homeless have none of those options. All they are asking for, we're asking for, is a $5 blanket for the homeless to keep them warm on horrible nights like now. Wherever you are listening in a safe and warm environment, 99.9% of you. This blanket drive is real. We need the blankets, and we need you. Blanket drive is this Friday. Get your blankets this weekend. Think of yourself and think of others. And I know you will. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. We're going to be talking about Haiti. What is going on in Haiti? Some amazing connection between Congressman Foley and Haiti. And little babies there. Stay with us.
Been an angel all year, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe.
On the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Bush says he's not seeing the progress he had hoped to in Iraq, and he's now listening to what congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle have to say about it. It's leading up to a major address in the coming weeks. ABC's Ann Compton has details from the White House.
Shortly before Christmas, President Bush intends to address the American people and lay out a new approach in Iraq.
It makes sense to analyze the situation and to devise a set of tactics and strategies to achieve the objective.
That analysis will depend on a military review underway now by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. His decision on continued deployment in Iraq is expected to include more efficient training of Iraqi soldiers, but the president says he will not adopt all of the Iraq study group's ideas. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Yes, it's December, and it is cold. You're probably used to that if you live in the Midwest or the Northeast. But the Deep South, ABC Steve Osunsami is trying to stay warm in Atlanta.
Residents woke up to 22 degrees, much lower than they're ever used to. In Avery County, North Carolina, where temperatures can sometimes reach 60 degrees this time of year, residents are now bracing themselves for 3 inches of snow and 0-degree weather.
The cold caused cloudy skies in Florida, too cloudy to launch the shuttle Discovery last night. They'll try again tomorrow night. The unemployment lines were a little longer last month. The Labor Department says the jobless rate increased fractionally to 4.5%, even though over 130,000 new jobs were added to business payrolls. On the brighter side, it seems that more people are able to stretch a dollar at least a little bit further these days.
The average hourly pay for workers below management level rose 2.8% in the year ending in October. A year ago, the number was 1.5% lower, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, as reported by the New York Times.
That's ABC Steve Taylor in Washington, and this is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm buying gifts at the Home Depot. Number three, the tools my husband wants. Number two, the DVD player my son wants. And number one, finding something for everyone on my list at prices I want.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi 9.6-volt drill kit with battery, bit set, and case for only $24. And a portable 8-inch DVD player for only $99. That's a $50 savings. While supplies last, the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only through December 13th. See store for details.
Now's the time to discover what your camera's megapixels are really capable of with this special offer from Epson. Epson's ultra-high definition photo printers give you unmatched clarity and detail for brilliant, fast-printing photos that will last for generations. And for a limited time, they start as low as $99.99 after a $30 instant rebate. Upgrade to an ultra-high definition photo printer only from Epson. To learn more, visit Epson.com.
Instant rebates available only at participating retailers. Participating retailers.
The demolition of a contaminated skyscraper near New York's Ground Zero begins today. Here's ABC's Dave Schreiber.
The former Deutsche Bank building is set to be dismantled from the top floor down. Final permits were issued Thursday by the City Buildings Department to begin the year-long teardown of the 41-story tower. It was damaged when the World Trade Center towers collapsed into it on 9/11. It's been filled with debris from the Twin Towers and bone fragments from victims of the tragedy. There's been a protracted battle over who should pay for its cleaning and dismantling. settling, since shortly after the 9/11 attacks, area residents were afraid that toxic dust inside could be a health hazard. Dave Schreiber, ABC News, New York.
Mindy Irwin is continuing her father's wildlife conservation efforts. The 8-year-old daughter of the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin, was on Good Morning America today. She says she's going to star on a U.S. tour 3 months after her father's death and that her family is doing the best they can to cope with the loss.
We're doing pretty good. We're battling on.
I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Attorney General Jay Nixon is warning St. Louis area consumers to watch for scams in the wake of last week's winter storm. The Attorney General's office says while not all door-to-door repair crews are engaged in fraud, that's how the majority of repair scams are carried out. Homeowners are urged to seek reputable repair crews that are either located in the area or recommended by a trusted friend. The Attorney General's office is still prosecuting fraud cases connected to last summer's severe storms. Jurors will resume deliberating today in the murder trial of Amanda Hamm. Hamm is charged in the drowning deaths of her three children in Clinton Lake in 2003. Prosecutors say Hamm helped plan the children's deaths, but her defense lawyers say she's a victim of abuse at the hands of her former boyfriend, Maurice Legrone Jr. The jury in Hamm's trial ended its second day of deliberations yesterday with no verdict. Legrone has already been convicted and sentenced to life in prison. Missouri Congressman William Lacey Clay is concerned that the White House is already trying to shrug off important recommendations from the Iraq Study Group report. Clay says statements by the White House show the president's reluctance to work with Iraq's neighboring countries. The report recommends direct talks with Iran and Syria. Clay says once the new Democratic Congress is sworn in, they could use the power of the purse to force the president to implement the report's recommendations. Finally this hour, kids whose parents are in the military will get a chance to have some special fun this weekend. The James S. McDonnell USO will host the annual Santa Express on Saturday. Amber Powers Spector, a spokesperson for the USO, says the event offers a nice distraction for kids whose parents may be deployed for the holidays.
And it's really just a great holiday time for all of these kids to come out and gives them a chance to be together and meet other military families as well.
The Santa Express includes food, music, arts and crafts, and a special visit by Fred Byrne. Santa Express will be held from 9 o'clock to noon on Saturday at Union Station. For more information, log on to www.usostl.org. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, with all the power of Advil plus a hard-working decongestant. Powerful cold and sinus relief, now available at your pharmacy counter. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kmart. Westbound 40 and 94 to disabled vehicle, partially blocking traffic lanes. Eastbound 40 between 141 and McKnight. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from 367 through New Florissant. Expect maybe some delays this morning so far. 40 westbound from McCausland to Laclede Station. It is slow go. Eastbound 70 between 370 and Cave Springs. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and Marshall. It is slow. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge are delayed at this hour. And Olive at Newstead, there's a report of an accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kmart. You know those Christmas gifts that make you feel warm all over? Kmart has them. Get cozy outerwear for the whole family at 40% off. Hurry, sale ends Sunday, December 10th. Kmart, where Christmas comes together. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Mostly sunny today, high in the lower 30s this evening, mostly clear, low in mid-20s. Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s, and Sunday, partly sunny in the morning and early afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy with a high around 50. Currently, we have 12 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 11. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 2. Bundle up if you're headed outside. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Up next is more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. I'm looking at this article that was written not too long ago. Less than a month ago, around Thanksgiving, coming out of the Washington Post. When it comes to Haiti, the hemisphere's poorest country, the United States has a perverse history of being more generous with its troop deployments than its terms of trade. The time, according to the Washington Post, the time is ripe for a new approach. A new approach to Haiti. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about what is going on in Haiti. We need to talk about how this country is responding to the needs of Haiti, needs that are largely at the hands of what we do. We're going to have a conversation with Eugenia Charles. She's the executive director for Fondation Omapa in Washington, D.C. We'll be back. Stay with us. It's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Now, Goldie's Music has assembled over 50 of the greatest rock and roll songs ever recorded in one 3-CD set called Rock and Roll Greats. You'll get Bill Haley and the Comets, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Everly Brothers, Gene Vincent, Brenda Lee, Fats Domino, Danny and the Juniors.
Balls of fire!
Yes, over 50 of the best rock and roll songs in one package, a must for any collection. Nothing but the hits from Carl Perkins, Bobby Day, Lloyd Price, The Platters, Little Richard, The Diamonds, The Beach Boys, and many more. 50 rock and roll greats.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning now, come on a safari.
Plus, the best of the girl groups.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Call now and order Rock and Roll Greats. Makes a great gift. Call 1-800-577-3995. That's 1-800-577-3995. 1-800-577-3995.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Big deal.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you, Jermaine?
Yeah, that's no kind of attitude.
This only happens once a year.
Hey, fellas, don't bug him. He and his girl just broke up. So get off his back. Can't you see there's tears in his eyes?
Yeah. He's crying. Don't cry.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This morning we're talking about Haiti. There was an article recently in the Post, Washington Post, about that there needs to be a new way of dealing with Haiti in terms of the United States. Well, there's some legislation that has come out from the United States, our government, our good legislative body, the Haiti Economic and Infrastructure Reconstruction Act. It sounds good, doesn't it? We need to talk about whether or not it is good. And my conversation about that topic will be with Eugenia Charles. She is the executive director for Fondation Omapa and joining us from Washington, D.C. Eugenia, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
a pleasure to be on the show this morning.
It's a pleasure to have you. 611, House Bill 611, good, bad?
Bad news. It's definitely bad. We had the bill itself was first introduced by Congressman Foley of Florida. In a sense, it worked out, given the situation that had happened. It's unfortunate that a man who is a pedophile was within our congressional body right here in the United States of America. And you know that Mr. Foley resigned over the Page situation. In a sense, H-11 is somewhat, doesn't have anybody promoting it right now because the bill itself was introduced by former Congressman Foley and was being promoted by him because he's also a good friend of former Prime Minister Gérald Latortue, who was the de facto Prime Minister that the U.S. had implanted in Haiti after they had kidnapped President Aristide in 2004.
So how concerned should we be with the introduction of this bill by Foley?
Very concerned because the itself is calling on the United States President to appoint someone to work with USAID for international development. You know, all lateral aids that are coming from the United States, many of them goes through USAID and then to the recipient country, which will be Haiti. USAID in Haiti has been really, really bad in the country.
Well, can we slow down just for a second, Eugenia? Can you talk to us about what is USAID? What is that?
USAID, it stands for United States Agency for International Development. It is an organization that was created back in the 60s to deal with foreign aid. They basically, when the U.S. allocates foreign aid for specific countries, the aid goes through them. They have their office in the country itself. For Haiti, they have an office in Haiti. But they work within the United States. They are within the State Department. And they work with the U.S. Embassy. But they also have their own offices. So when allocated, for example, go through them and they will help distribute the money. But bilateral aid as it is, it should be money coming from one state going to the other state to assist with alleviating the suffering of people living in poor and horrible conditions. But however, the way USAID functions in Haiti, even though the money may be allocated for quote-unquote development, when the money reach the ground, they reroute the money to do the work that they supposedly believe to be in the best interest of the United States or promoting national interest of the United States. In the case of Haiti, the program that USAID has been working on is what they call democratic governance. Supposedly, Haiti is a failed state, and it is now considered to be a threat to the national security of the United States, and therefore they need to the democratic system. We definitely support better democratic system. We are a new democratic nation, and any support that we can get to have democracy prevail is good. But however, the democratic governance program that USAID have in Haiti has been to the detriment of the people. It has been the institution that helped down the very democratic institution that we are trying to build. For example, between 2001 to 2004, all of U.S. bilateral aid that went through USAID were rerouted to NGOs in Haiti, that is non-governmental organizations, that were working in collaboration with the USAID to promote the democratic governance program. And what that is, part of that is to build political plurality. Basically, they're trying to party, which is the party.
Eugenia, you are really breaking up on us, and we're having a difficult time with this line. Tell you what I'd like to do. I'd like to clear this line and bring you back again, and maybe we can get a better line with you because you keep breaking up for us. Okay, I'm going to let you go for a minute here, and we're going to let Tower try to get you reconnected here again. We're talking with Eugenia Charles. She is the executive director for Fondé Siamapu, an organization that is all about Haiti and attempting to address the issues and concerns of the Haitian citizens. And we're talking right now about this bill that was introduced by, remember him, Tom Foley? Whatever happened to him? Are they still going to bring charges against him? Is there still an investigation? I don't know, but part of his legacy is this bill, House Bill 611, the Haiti Economic and Infrastructure Reconstruction Act. And we're talking about the real way that that works, the real, once this act gets on the ground, how it really turns out for Haitian citizens. And listening to Eugenia Charles talk this morning, doesn't it sound a little bit about like Iraq? That our government is attempting to bring, can you hear the quotation marks, democracy to Haitians. How does a program like this work? It sounds really good. Authorizing a program that would provide qualified individuals, especially Haitian Americans, to assist agencies of the Haitian government in their efforts to improve the nation's physical infrastructure and governmental institutions. The bill would also authorize a program to provide grants to non-governmental organizations to establish programs to prevent the spread of infectious diseases and to provide basic health care services. Additionally, according to this bill, House Bill 611 would authorize scholarships for certain qualified Haitian citizens to study in the United States, and the bill would authorize aid to Haiti for literacy programs and to improve the educational system. It sounds like it's something that would be worthwhile. But as always, the proof is in the pudding of this. We have joining us this morning to talk about this, again, Eugenia Charles. Eugenia, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're talking about how this gets to NGOs and what happens after that?
Yes, once the money reaches USAID, they distribute the money to NGOs in Haiti. And know that I work for an NGO. I support the work that NGO does in any given country, even here in the United States. But however, NGOs does not have the capacity to provide services for 8.3 million people. It is the government who has the overall project or which area in the country needs assistance. So when the funds is located for a country like Haiti, it is best to have the money goes to the government and have the government allocate the money to do the project that it's supposed to do so it can serve the larger part of the population. When we have a lot of NGOs in Haiti, and many of them are from people with good intention here in the U.S. assisting Haitians back there. But however, when you work within a small area, if you have a small clinic in a local area, it only serves that local area. The rest of the larger county or communities or department, like we call them in Haiti, do not have access to the service. But whereas the government, in the case of health, we only have one doctor for every 10,000 Haitians. So if the government gets the money to improve the healthcare system by building more health clinics throughout the areas, more people is able to access it. But when the money goes to certain respective NGOs, it's only work within the local area where they are working. So again, back to the political plurality issues under the democratic governance that USAID is promoting. The idea is to give money to people who want to build political party to become oppositions to Famila Valas. Famila Valas is the political party that President Aristide himself created and run under and still associate with, even though he is still in exile in South Africa, where he is waiting to go back home as soon as the situation cleared up. So the intent of USAID is to work with people to build more political parties. And we have seen
to build more political parties at the expense of Lavalas?
At the expense of Lavalas. See, I remember Lavalas is a grassroots movement. It is a movement that enabled the population, the majority of Haitians, to voice their own opinions, to voice their needs, particularly for education, for roads, for healthcare, better life. For just like we have ghettos in America, we have ghettos in Haiti. They call it the slum when they're speaking of Haiti. And those are people, and President Aristide represented the core of those people who, because he came from that groups of people.
Well, can we also talk about how President Aristide was the first president that was elected that could actually speak the language of most of the people of Haiti?
Oh, yes, most certainly. He was the first president elected to speak Creole and actually made Creole an official language of Haiti.
Mm.
Prior to President Aristide's election in 1990 to his inauguration on February 7, 1991, Creole was just a dialect.
Mm.
French was the official language of Haiti.
Mm.
Remember, we were colonized by the French, so therefore, even though 99% of the population only Creole, but all of the government information were presented in French. If you did not go to school, you didn't have any access to French.
We're going to have to take...
could not even comprehend what was being written and presented to you.
We're going to take a break, Eugenia. We'll be back to continue our conversation about Haiti. Stay with me.
Yes.
Morning, St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Preparation H. Westbound 5570 on Tudor Avenue. Look forward to that accident. It's been cleared, but its traffic has backed up through Highway 64. Westbound 40 at the Route 94 exit, there's still a disabled vehicle there blocking traffic lanes. Eastbound 40 between 141 and McKnight, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 at 367 in New Florissant, look for no delays there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Laclede Station, slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 between 370 and Cave Springs, you've got slow traffic there. And northbound 270 at Gravois and Marshall, look for delays. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as on the King Bridge, you can expect delays because of the morning rush hour. Olive at Newstead, there's still a report of an accident there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Preparation H. Preparation H cream relieves burning, itching, and also gives you maximum strength pain relief on contact. Nighttime is the right time, too, for Preparation H cream. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly sunny today, a high in the lower 30s this evening. Mostly clear with a low in the mid-20s. Saturday sunny with a high around 40. And Sunday partly sunny in the morning and early afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy with a high around 50. Currently we have 12 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 11. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 2. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
The Weston Arts Council proudly presents Ventamark Saturday, December 9th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Greg Freeman Park at Kingsbury and the Pear. It's a local reimagination of a centuries-old German winter festival with handmade gifts, toys, decorations, baked goods, hot cider, roasted chestnuts, live music, carriage rides, and the spirit of the season. Proceeds benefit local artists and the West End Arts Council. Call the Skinker de Bolivar Community Council at 314-862-5122. Ventermarkt, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., December 9th.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
August and September, summertime is done. Days of sweet November grow shorter one by one. Autumn leaves are falling and winter time is near. It's getting very close to that special time of year.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that the Wake Up Call is archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. Also, we're iPodded, so you can go to whiterosesociety.org, download us, iPod us, check us out. If you've missed an hour, go get an hour. You can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. And please don't forget the blanket drive. There is a volunteer meeting tonight at 7 o'clock here at 265 Union on the first floor. All of the Wake Up Call blanket drive volunteers, we need you. You'll be getting your T-shirts. We need you. And please be here tonight at 6 o'clock at 265 Union. This hour we are having a discussion with our guests Marguerite Loren and Eugenia Charles. We're talking about Haiti. And let me get back to Eugenia Charles. Good, welcome back. And Marguerite, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Liz Brown.
And Marguerite, you are the head of the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Network?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Eugenia and then bring you in, Marguerite, to talk about something else that people need to know about what is happening, that is happening in Haiti. Eugenia, we're talking about this House Bill 611 and what it doesn't do. And we're talking about how we've gotten to the place in Haiti. You used this word, political plurality.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the goal.
That is the goal, to build more political parties that can go against the party that the people themselves are supporting.
Mm.
So I think in a sense what your listeners need to understand is that the type of democracy that USAID is promoting in Haiti is not the democracy that the Haitian people themselves are looking for or are working for. In Haiti, the populations work for participatory democracy, one man, one vote, that each time a president get elected, they stay in office, finish the term, and have another election. Let the next person get elected. Speaking of election, we just recently had a local election for mayors and delegates on December 3rd, which is being run by Jacques Bernard, the guy who concocted and almost made the people lose the election on February 7, 2006, because he was manipulating the vote, even though he came to the U.S. Political asylum. They gave him his mission, sent him back to Haiti, and then he is still working with the Electoral Provisional Council the CEP to run election again. So again, that is money coming from the U.S. paying for that. So we want to, people to understand that the Haitian people want democracy. They want a democracy that respects their rights. They want a democracy that respects their demands, their need for education, their need for roads, their need for better infrastructure, and particularly for human rights, because right now the government that the U.S. had given us in the past 2 years violated the Haitian people's rights. They killed many of our brothers and sisters, and we still have many of them in prison, but nobody's talking about that. And right now they are tying the hands of the current president, not enabling him to have access to funds. Even though, for example, speaking of aid, the H.R. 611 is looking for bilateral aid to go to USAID to take over the process of reconstructing the infrastructures in Haiti. We think that is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to get the money to the Haitian government and let the government do the work.
But the
not
challenge,
the foreign body.
But the challenge to this government and this country is kind of like the challenges in other countries, that this government doesn't approve of the democracy that occurred with the election of the new president of Haiti. I mean, do you see parallels between Iraq and Palestine?
Yes,
you know, with the Palestinians?
There are many. I mean, remember, if you look at the period of the time that Aristide was coup, it is the same period of time that Iraq was invaded.
Mm.
So it's very simple to look at it. So it's yes, we are promoting democracy, and as a U.S. citizen, I support democracy, but I think we need to respect the democratic principle as they are and respect each individual nation to look for the type of democracy that works for them. So right now, in terms of the bills that are good for us, H.R. 611 is not the bill that we want. We are asking people to support H.R.E.S. 888, which is a bill calling for Haiti's external debt to be canceled. Haiti has over $1.3 billion worth of external debt that they have to pay on. So even though we receive a little bit of money or loans from the IMF and the World Bank, the money doesn't actually go to assist the peoples in Haiti, but it is used to pay the external debt that it keeps on accumulating.
But also, the debt is the debt of as a result of it's illegitimate debt.
Yes, it is all illegitimate debt. It is all money that was used during the de facto, the dictatorship of Duvalier that we right now have to pay off. And remember the debt that we, even the French, when they had to force us to pay indemnity, we are still getting those money, and the French need to pay us reparations so we can get money to build the institutions in Haiti so we can become the type of democracy that the people need.
And Marguerite, Eugenia mentioned some of the human rights violations that have occurred. Can you talk to us about that in terms of rape? What is happening in Haiti?
Well, rape is being used as a weapon of war by the elite forces. I mean, Haiti is a country that has about 80-90% of the people living in absolute poverty, with the Haitian elite controlling on behalf of the American corporations and the American elite running Washington, most of the assets of the country. What happened, as you know, with regards to Haiti in 2004 is that the United States decided that it wanted to get rid of the democratically elected Haitian government.
The overwhelmingly democratically elected Haitian government.
Precisely. And it was an amazing time for them to do what they did, because 2004 obviously also was the 200th anniversary of Haiti's independence. And it's the first time in 200 years that Haiti's former colonizer, France, has come on to Haiti with soldiers and in boots and so on. So it was a very humiliating experience, and it is something that Haitians are fighting pretty much alone without much international press. Recently, the BBC came out with a report of how the UN peacekeepers who are in Haiti allegedly to bring peace to Haiti. And we know for a fact that the UN is not bringing peace to Haiti, just as it never brought peace in Africa. It has been used basically as an instrument of the West to continue neocolonialism, to continue exploiting the people. And one of the most horrendous ways at the moment that the BBC has exposed is the rape of prostitution of Haitian children. And what's so amazingly horrendous and horrifying about that is
this is these are Haitian children.
We're talking about children. So So the British Broadcasting it reports that it has uncovered evidence, the United Nations peacekeepers in Haiti, and it also, of course, mentions Liberia, are sexually abusing children. Children as young as 11 are offered food and money by UN peacekeepers in exchange for sex. Now, we at the Haitian Lawyers Leadership, which is an organization that basically has pretty much the largest, we have the largest voice out here since the coup d'etat, trying to let the world know that what has happened to Haiti is horrendous, that the people of the United States, the people of the world, need to understand what their government in the UN is standing for in Haiti. They're standing for oppression. They're standing for neocolonialism. They're standing for these elites that even after they had destroyed Haiti's democracy, kidnapped Haitian president and brought him out to the Central African Republic, even with almost 9,000 UN troops in Haiti, basically trying to make sure that the elite would win a sham election. The people went and fought alone without any CNN or any of the major newspapers actually reporting the truth or reporting anything about what was happening in Haiti. The people took, basically lost their lives and a lot of blood to today have the president that they have, which is René Préval, which is, you know, someone who was very close to President Aristide, and is certainly part of the Lavalas movement, which is the movement to bring about the voice of the Haitian people in their own country.
And we're going to have to take a break right now. My name is Liz Brown. We are talking about Haiti with Marguerite Lauren, head of the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Network, joining us from New York. We'll be back to continue this conversation. Stay with us. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need to make your house a home. Look, it's the holiday season and you don't know what to get somebody. That's okay. Sears has gift cards. Get on down to 3425 Union. 3425 Union. You will experience the trifecta of shopping. You will get great location. You will get great customer service and you will get great deals. Get on down to Sears. My name is Liz Brown. Tell them I told you to.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Canberra. Australian lawmakers are increasing their efforts to bring the only Australian detainee at Guantanamo Bay home by Christmas. Four Australian lawmakers have demanded that David Hicks either be released outright or returned to Australia to be tried. Hicks was captured in Afghanistan in 2002 and accused of fighting for Al-Qaeda. He's been in U.S. custody ever since without being charged with a crime. Lawyers in Australia filed a motion this week accusing the country's Attorney General and Foreign Minister of failing in its constitutional duty to protect Hicks. They hope a decision in Hicks' favor could bring him home by Christmas. Australian Prime Minister John Howard said the constant legal wrangling over Hicks' status has actually extended his stay at Guantanamo. Howard says he's been less than pleased by the way Hicks' case has dragged on, but says he's been told the Australian detainee should be formally charged in early 2007. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
Kwanzaa Holiday Expo is back.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of Kwanzaa with Better Family Life, December 9th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and December 10th from 12 noon to 6 p.m. at the West End Community Center on Union at Del Mar. Do your holiday shopping with vendors from around the country. Learn about Kwanzaa in the Kwanzaa House. See P. Ty Williams, Matif, and many more artists. Don't forget, we have activities for children. And best of all, this event is free. For more information, call 314-367-3440. That's 367-3440.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this morning about Haiti. We're talking to Marguerite Lauren. She is the head of the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Network, and she's joining us from New York. Marguerite, welcome back. We're talking about rape being used as a weapon in Haiti, and we're also talking about how the UN peacekeepers are part of this. How has the United States responded to this? Has there been any response from the United States?
Well, from the UN, there was an immediate response to the BBC report. They had last week, or this Monday, they had issued a report or a press conference basically saying that there was zero tolerance for sexual exploitation. They know this is a problem. They do admit that the soldiers serving in the UN have immunity from local laws, and so that they don't have enough punishment for these soldiers. What they're only allowed to do really is to repatriate them. I don't think.
Who are these soldiers?
Well, there are 19 different nations right now in Haiti. And so we have had reports, and outside of the BBC current report, which is making national news, obviously, you know, as the Haitian Lawyers Leadership Network works with the people on the ground in Haiti, and we have had reports of Brazilian soldiers. Right now, the UN mission is headed by the commander of all the 19 nations on behalf of the UN, is a Brazilian commander. So they're commanding the peacekeeping mission in Haiti, but you have soldiers from countries that don't even have democracy in their own countries trying to bring democracy to Black Haiti. Obviously, you have China, Pakistan, Chile, places. Brazil, in fact, you know, is not very well known for how it treats its own street children. So you have a
And they have immunity.
And they have immunity from the local laws.
And they don't have the
basically whatever. Well,
and nobody's watching them.
Yeah. See, and what's been happening? For instance, there were three Pakistanis in 2004 that was accused of raping a Haitian woman in a banana field. The UN did an investigation. The woman was severely raped by these Pakistani soldiers. But they concluded that it was prostitution, sent the Pakistani back, but that it wasn't rape because they paid the woman. So, and of course, prostitution is against UN policies. But the BBC report actually points out that their cameras filmed while they were in Haiti UN soldiers picking up Haitian prostitutes in the white UN trucks and taking them away, and they filmed this. But, you know, this stuff goes on. We're supposed to be, you know, Black nation who cares about Haiti. This has been going on in Africa, in Kosovo. There was a pedophile ring and a prostitution ring. It's been going on for a while.
Do you think that this is also the reason why Sudan is saying, look, if anybody's going to deal with our issues, we want the African Union to do this. We don't want the UN to come in and do this.
Absolutely part of the reason, obviously, because the UN can't control their own troops.
Right.
And you know, why exasperate a problem in a country? You go in with a duty of care. and you end up exploiting the people, the very people you went in to protect.
But also, it's not just rape, is it, Marguerite? There are charges of murder at the hands of the UN peacekeepers.
Without any question, we have to understand who and what the UN are. The UN soldiers are there to promote the interests of the Americans, the Canadians, and those who want to dominate in Haiti and who want to have the control of Haiti's assets. Now, what people never understand about Haiti is because, you know, it's being promoted all of the time as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, but, you know, we have reports in the last 3 years. For instance, with respect to murders, on July 6, 2005, about 300 UN soldiers went into the area of Cité Soleil and literally dropped bombs on the civilians there and killed people. I mean, there are a lot of UN murders that's been happening, and they murder on behalf of the Bush regime change in Haiti in order to maintain the control that they want to have in Haiti.
Do we have to talk about, Marguerite, if you constantly define a country as the poorest country in the nation, people turn their heads and think that there's nothing of value there.
Precisely.
The United States is making, and Canada is making, millions and millions of dollars with the T-shirt industry.
Precisely. And let's look at some of the resources. Stealing Haiti's copper, gold, uranium under cover of regime change, exploiting our underwater treasures. I mean, how many of your audience know that one of Captain Morgan's ships has been excavated, taken out of, you know, Haiti, that there's gold cannons that's been taken out of Haiti that are worth each about $4 million. This is right now, right here. We have Eurasian Mineral that has acquired two gold projects in Haiti. We have the Canadians. We have mining, gold mining in Haiti. We have the plundering of Haiti's underwater treasures. Most importantly, what's been happening in the last 3 years during this coup d'etat is the debt that is being put on top of Haiti. I mean, all of the United States, when it went in and kidnapped President Aristide out of Haiti because the people would not allow the coup d'etat to happen, they imposed upon a man that hadn't been in Haiti since 1964, a Boca Raton, a retiree. This guy was given almost $2 million as a per diem for his work. And just to connect this with H.R. 611, which was sponsored by Mark Foley, the Republican...
pedophile.
Pedophile. I mean, you know, this stuff is so deep. What's happening in Haiti, to Haiti. You have this sexual tourism. I'd like you not to only point out the fact that children are being abused, but the Haitian women, we have reports, anyone who wants to go to our website, of Jordanian soldiers sodomizing Haitian women.
Wait a minute, there's also a sex trade of white women as well, right? White women and Haitian men.
Precisely. And that is captured in film, in two films right now that is currently could be seen at the theaters. One of them actually is produced by Wyclef, which is really a shame for Wyclef to have produced this movie. We have, for instance, a Dutch man, Jorgen Lens, who was in Jacmel area in southern Haiti. He wrote his biography talking about how, you know, it was his right, Dwight de Sunil, to have sex with a 17-year-old maid in his house while the mother was cooking for him and being his housekeeper. Now this was a big scandal, but his son makes a movie called Ghost of Cité Soleil, and in that movie it's based on an allegedly true story. But what we know at the Haitian Lawyers Leadership is that the two brothers do exist, that they did die, that the story of Ghost of Cité Soleil really shows what sexual tourism is. And white women do go to Haiti as predators, and they take advantage of the poverty of the people to really get... Danger is supposed to be an aphrodisiac, and Haiti is seen as a place that's dark, dangerous, The men are, you know, at least in this movie, you have these two Haitian men who are seen as bandits, outlaws, revolutionaries, and that stuff always turns on these women. But the story really, is, the fact that's horrendous about the story is that, in fact, this woman was an AIDS worker who was being paid in Haiti to educate the people of Cité Soleil, which is the most poverty-ridden place in Haiti. It's in Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. It holds about 450,000 people, and it is the place where you've had the most killings, the most insurgency. The UN tries to go in there to control it. The people of Cité Soleil will not let them in to control it. There's a big this is where Haiti has taken its stand, and it's in Cité Soleil.
I'm gonna have to let that be the last word.
Okay.
I really need you both to give people your website so that they can get to you.
Okay. For the Haitian Lawyers Leadership, just go Marguerite Laurent, that's LAURENT.com, and press on law, and you will get all the information, and you can get our mailing address if you have any questions to contact us.
Marguerite Laurent and Eugenia Charles, thank you so much for joining me on the Wake Up Call, and I'd love to have you both back.
Thank you for having us.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I will be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa Cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Maybe it's time for a change, and President Bush says this is a good place to start.
Assured the leaders that the White House door will be open when the new Congress shows up. And I think we ought to meet on a regular basis. Believe there's consensus toward that. And the reason you meet on a regular basis is so that the American people can know that we're working hard to find common ground.
He met with congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle today. One of the topics was Iraq. The president says he'll take the Iraq study group and other opinions into consideration when it comes to the future of the conflict. General Peter Chiarelli, commander of the U.S. troops in Iraq, briefed reporters today from Baghdad. The reporters are at the Pentagon.
From a military standpoint, we are winning. And from meeting our strategic goals, yes, we're moving in the right direction, but not as fast as I know we all wish we were.
But an Associated Press poll says that fewer than a third of Americans agree with the president's handling of Iraq.
The president is going to try to get support for his change in strategy, which he's also going to announce before Christmas. And with the poll numbers like this, that's going to be tough.
That's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent George Stephanopoulos. Cold enough for you if you live in the Midwest, the Northeast, even the Deep South, it probably is.
The cold air is being dragged down from Canada by two separate weather systems. It's causing 12 degrees in Chicago, 15 in Nashville, and only 9 degrees in St. Louis. What's terribly unusual is that freeze warnings will stretch as far south as New Orleans.
That's ABC Steve Osunsami in Atlanta, where it was 22 degrees earlier this morning. When James Kim died of hypothermia as he sought help for his stranded family in the Oregon wilderness, he was just a mile from a fishing lodge that was stocked with enough food for months. The owner says he wishes Kim had found it. Former U.N. Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick has died. The one-time Democrat switched to the Republican Party and became a heroine for conservatives. She was 80 years old. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 2 points and the NASDAQ is off 2. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm buying gifts at the Home Depot. Number 3, the tools my husband wants. Number 2, a flashlight my son needs. And number 1, finding something for everyone on my list at prices I want.
Right now, the Home Depot has a Ryobi 9.6-volt drill kit with battery, bit set, and case for only $24. And all in-stock Maglite flashlights are 20% off. Who couldn't use one of those? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only through December 13th. See store for details.
Photos like you've never seen before now come at a price you might never see again. Epson's ultra-high-definition photo printers automatically correct contrast, adjust skin tones, and even remove red eye for brilliant detail and lifelike beauty in every print. And for a limited time, ultra-high-definition photo printers start as low as $99.99 after a $30 instant rebate. upgrade to an ultra-high-definition photo printer. To learn more, visit Epson.com.
Instant rebates available only at participating retailers.
A film that opens nationwide today sheds light on a global problem that you may not hear that much about: children serving as soldiers. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
My son! Papa! Where is my son?
The film Blood Diamond depicts a fisherman's son stolen away to serve in a rebel army.
There are at least 300,000 in some 30 countries around the world that are being used as fighters and killers.
Larry Cox is executive director of Amnesty International.
It's an international crime to be using children.
Cox says children as young as 6 have been abducted by armies. It's estimated up to 40% of child soldiers are girls, often used as sex slaves. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
The terminals at the airports in Dallas and Detroit will be a little busier because the Transportation Security Administration is using both to test a plan that would allow people without boarding passes to get in, to shop, eat at the restaurants, maybe even greet family or friends who might be arriving. Right now, it's only to people who are staying at the airport hotels. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Fransmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the Major K-Squad is following up on leads in the shooting death of a St. Charles man. St. Charles Police Captain Jerry Pollard says there are no new developments in the investigation into who killed 24-year-old Keon Anderson.
Just the fact that the detectives are still following several leads and still trying to interview any and all people who have contact or knew the victim.
Police believe Anderson was shot in the Powell Terrace neighborhood around 8 o'clock Tuesday night and drove away from the scene before losing consciousness along First Capitol in Cunningham. Anyone with information is asked to call the Major K Squad at 636-949-3564 or the anonymous tip line at 636-949-3333. A newly elected St. Clair County Circuit Judge is charged with drunk driving. According to the Belleville News-Democrat, Judge-elect Patrick Young was charged with driving under the influence after a crash on Sunday. Young reportedly had the chief judge as his passenger at the time, but only Young was charged. He's free on bond. A fundraiser will be held tomorrow for a Belleville police officer critically wounded in the line of duty. Sergeant John Bruff was shot during a police standoff last month by a double murder suspect who eventually took his own life. A basketball game between Metro East firefighters and police officers will be held tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Lindenwood University's Belleville campus. Admission is $5. Call the Belleville Police at 618-234-1212 for more information. Finally this hour, a new student survey shows that pressure to succeed may lead to unethical behavior. Nearly 60% of the students who responded to the 2006 Junior Achievement Deloitte Teen Ethics Survey said they wouldn't behave unethically to get ahead, but 69% admitted to lying and 22% to cheating on tests. About 1,000 students nationwide took part in the survey, including some from St. Louis. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, with all the power of Advil plus a hard-working decongestant. Powerful cold and sinus relief, now available at your pharmacy counter. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Westbound 278 West Florissant, there's a disabled vehicle in the right shoulder. Northbound 278 Gravois, there's an accident. Right lane's blocked. And St. Charles Rock Road at Woodson is closed due to a water main break. They're repairing that as well. And you've got last minute downtown push into because of the rush hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. This holiday season, give everyone on your list Missouri Lottery Scratchers. They're a great gift for them and an easy gift for you. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 30s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-20s. Then on Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And Sunday, partly sunny early in the morning and the afternoon, then becoming mostly cloudy with a high around 50. Currently, we have 12 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 11. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 2. Bundle up if you're going outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We had scheduled Dean Koontz for an interview with this new book, Brother Odd, out this month. Unfortunately, Dean has taken sick, and we will reschedule him for next Friday. I was really looking forward to that. I'm a big fan of his books, and but he will be on next Friday. That's author Dean Koontz. I know lots of you have either seen his movies or read his books. Brother Odd is his latest installment. So we look forward to that for next week. And I do want to take this time again. This is crunch time, y'all. This is crunch time. This is let's get down and do this time. Blanket drive. Need you to come to the volunteer meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at 265 Union, right here at the station. It's right at the station on the first floor. 6 o'clock, meet in the lobby. We're going to have our volunteer meeting. We're going to get our assignments. We're going to get our T-shirts. We're going to get this done. I am so excited that how cool is this? At 8:30 on the blanket drive day, we are going to have the Central Performing Arts Glee Club. They're going to be singing at the blanket drive. How cool is that? So everybody is getting on board with this. You need to go get your blankets because you can just drive to work on Friday. It's a week from today. It's next Friday. Next Friday. Let's be clear. It's next Friday. You can drive to the station. You can drop them off. We'll have somebody waiting there in their Kelly Green T-shirts. They're Wake Up Call, Blanket Drive, T-shirts, and they will pick them up from you. Or you can come on over to Carver House at Bell and Cardinal and drop them off there and visit a while, have a donut, have some coffee, have some cocoa, all of that. Please, the Blanket Drive. You know, see how cold it is out there, and it's going to get even colder. This is a timely thing. It was cold in your house a week ago. Think how cold it is on the street. Get your $5 blankets. Let's make this blanket drive the biggest, the best that anybody has ever seen. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Daryl, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you, Ms. Brown?
I am outstanding.
Okay, you mentioned Dean Koontz, and I would like to know the title of his latest book.
Brother Odd.
Weather Odd.
No, brother as in B, brother, B-R-O-T-A,
okay.
Brother Odd, O-D-D.
Okay, thank you so very much. I'm second time calling, long
okay.
time listener.
Do you read a lot of Dean Koontz books?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. I do
yes,
too.
Yes, I do. That's why it interests to me so much. So he's going to be on next Friday.
Next
right?
Friday, yes. Unless he gets sick, but he got sick this Friday. Hopefully he'll be better and be able to do the interview next Friday.
Okay, and thank you so much for everything you do, and I would definitely be looking forward to this.
All right, and how about a blanket? We going to get a blanket from you?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right now.
All right.
All right, thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU.
Good morning, Liz.
Hi, Floyd.
How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, yeah, I hope our new Congress will keep their promise and do the work that we said to do, and we're going to keep put the pressure on them too. We will.
Absolutely.
And also about the you mentioned about this blanket drive, the blanket drive. I got a couple of blankets for my friends, and I'll try to bring them down to the station so I can give to somebody because. This is winter time, and people really need those blankets.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cool thing about it for many people, Floyd, is that what we're doing is what we're trying to do is I appreciate every blanket that's given, but we're trying to give the new blankets because, you know, I mean, how nice is it to get something new?
That's right.
Okay.
And it's important. It's important.
And it's $5. We're not talking
people the homeless out there because Francis Slay, he doesn't care about the people out there anymore. He only cares about himself, he does.
Fact.
You have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself, you too.
Bye bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. I want to thank you all for calling yesterday. Your calls just shut down the phone system practically of Jane Cunningham. They were inundated with calls because of what the legislation that Jane Cunningham was supposed to introduce today. And understand, I want you to understand this because some people might be concerned about this and some people might be running for cover on this issue, but let me be clear on this. I want you to understand where I got the information from. There was an email that was sent out to all legislators. Okay, how do I know that? Because I have the email in front of me. An email that was sent out to all legislators from Jane Cunningham and her office. And her office assistant's name is Lucy LePage. Lucy sent out an email to all legislators and their assistants saying Representative Jane Cunningham will be filing legislation on Friday that allows utilities a tax credit on their state tax liability in the full amount of the lost revenue they incur due to the cold weather rule. Now, it's causing a whole lot of discomfort up in Jeff City that you all are calling. That hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you all called up to Jefferson City. And I'm looking at the email that Lucy LePage sent out to every legislator. She said, read this, see if you want to sign. And let me read it. Let me be very clear. Lucy LePage, the legislative assistant to Representative Jane Cunningham, said, anyone interested in co-sponsoring this legislation, please let me know by the end of the day on Thursday. Well, she got a different message at the end of the day on Thursday, which was yesterday. She got the message from you all that this is bad legislation. This is unacceptable legislation. People are sitting in their homes. Even today, there are people that don't have electricity. And I was just thinking, I am not a meteorologist. Okay, I don't get and stand in front of a blue screen and point north and south and east and west and say, oops, when I'm wrong. Okay, I am not a meteorologist. But I've lived here on this planet long enough to know that in the wintertime, there's snow.
In the summertime, there's heat. And why is it that the only people that seem to be confused about the presence of ice and snow in wintertime is Ameren UE? What, you didn't plan for the possibility of snow and ice? You looked up in the sky and you said, what is that? What is that? Is something on fire? No, that's snow. It's not soot. So Ameren UE, when snow falls and ice falls, they throw their hands up in the sky and say, the sky is falling and we don't know nothing about protecting ourselves from a little ice and snow. No, what you know about is making profit. And you are not interested in doing the maintenance and engaging in the acts that need to be engaged in so that when it snows and when there's ice, 500,000 people don't lose electricity. It's snow. Newsflash, it snows in the winter. I guess being a billionaire, you don't pay attention to little details like that. And so when I get an email from my state legislator, Connie Johnson, giving me a heads up on this piece of legislation, this planned piece of legislation wanting to give a hookup to an entity that says that to an entity that is already guaranteed profit legislatively as a monopoly. Just resonate on that for a second. Feel what I just said. A monopoly is already guaranteed profit. A monopoly that provides a service that no one else does, that everybody needs, already has a profit. But no, it's better than that in Missouri. They are legislatively guaranteed a profit. And now this water carrying legislator says, oh no, the rich have suffered enough. Let us help them. Let us find another way for them to gouge us. Because that $6 rate increase for the average electricity user is not enough. Oh no, the rich have suffered enough. Let us find a way to get new money and new money, additional, more money, more money, more money. So when I see an email sent out to every legislator saying that Jane Cunningham, oh, by the way, her phone number is 573-751-1186. When I see an email going out from Jane Cunningham's legislative assistant on behalf of Jane Cunningham saying that we want to get more money for them, I can't help it. I'm just being me. I'm just being me. I got to respond to that. I have got to respond to that. They need more money? And just look at, it's not even money the clear way. It's the money it's like opening up the faucet and turning it on. It's the difference between a drip and turning the faucet all the way on. This piece of legislation that Jane Cunningham wanted to introduce today will allow UE to get more money, but also get more, as much money as they want to, because they're saying we want them to be able to get a tax credit on their state tax liability for the full amount of lost revenue they incur due to the cold weather rule. How do they lose any money on the cold weather rule? Who gets to decide? Is there an independent audit? That is, do we get to look at Ameren UE's books that closely? I bet you we don't. So who gets to say what their lost revenue is? Oh, looky, looky, it's Ameren UE. And what do we have to challenge that? Nothing. So it got a little bit warm up in Jefferson City yesterday. It wasn't from the electricity provided by UE. It got a little warm because you all clowned and called them, made the phone calls. You should be angry about this. You should be outraged about this. We have UE cutting people's electricity off the week before this, trying to cut people's electricity off during the midst of this, sitting out in front of your door like a hungry wolf, waiting for the weather to change so that they can cut the rest of y'all's electricity off. Because when the temperature gets a certain way, a certain level, they can cut your electricity off. And in the meantime, they have their water carriers up in Jefferson City saying, oh, the rich have suffered enough. The rich have suffered enough. Let us give Ameren UE more money. Yeah, it got a little warm up in Jefferson City. Should have. Oh, did you need her number again? 573-751-1186. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Psst, I have a secret for you. Just hot over the wire, a wonderful new deal going on at Sears at 3425 Union. A 32-inch LCD television, regularly $999, will be selling for $549 Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pass it on. 32-inch LCD television, regularly $1,000, selling for $550 from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday. Great deals at Sears. Pass it on.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hi, this is Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Well, good morning.
interest knowing that, UE subject, as a matter of fact, I wonder if it's because I'm not exactly sure how long this cold weather rule has been in effect.
Oh, it's been in effect for years and years.
Yeah.
Jet Banks introduced it decades ago.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking that since they've been moaning a lot about it lately.
But no, remember, no, here's the thing. Remember, it used to be UE. Now it is Ameren UE.
Right.
So with the purchase of Ameren, with UE by Ameren, that's when things began to change.
Yeah. And the thing about it, I'm wondering, because I do look at things from a very conspiratorial point of view a lot of times, and I'm wondering sometimes if some of these power outages and stuff like that, if they could shut down the electricity, that would save them money, and yet they would still be able to collect on those bills, and they could find a convenient reason to say that they lost this power. At the same time, they're not losing money. They may be making money hand over fist, trying to offset the amount of money that they may not collect
There are all kinds of ways to do stuff, Will, as you well know. I mean, there may be better tax write-offs when things like this happen.
Exactly. And I think it's ridiculous for them to claim that they're losing money, like you said. I mean, whose word do we have to go on?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's word but their own, you know. So it's crazy. But actually, the main thing I called about was I was watching TV yesterday, and I noticed this news story that came on. They were talking about people, they arrested this one guy because he was wearing medals that he hadn't worn in military service. As a matter of fact, I don't think he had been in the military service. And I didn't even know that, first of all, it was a misdemeanor, I believe, a federal misdemeanor for someone to wear a military medal that they hadn't earned. But now they just said the House just passed legislation and they're waiting for President Bush to sign it, where they're going to make it a felony for you to even claim that you have won a medal or that you won a medal or something like this and you didn't. I mean, even if you just claim it verbally, you don't even have to wear the medal. And I thought that was just, I think that's an extreme overreaction. I mean, we tend to always want to...
It's odd. It is odd from an administration where everybody... made certain, ran away and didn't go to war. That every one of them made certain that they weren't going to serve in any stinking war. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think that we need more felonies, but I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I know. Well, I'm a veteran myself,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't a wartime veteran. But still, you know, I just think that's an overreaction. I mean, somebody sitting out in the corner telling war stories or at some Legionnaires Hall claiming that, well, I earned this medal. I mean, I just don't think that's felony material, my own personal opinion.
Okay.
You know, and on the artistic front, though, Dean Koontz, I did read one of his books a while ago, and I don't remember much about it, but I do remember that I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I also like Stephen King and Peter Straub, too.
I used to like Stephen King. I don't care for Stephen King as much. It got after Pet Sematary. Everything got so ugly and vicious and bloody. But I do think that the best book that Stephen King ever wrote was The Stand.
The Stand.
Have you read The Stand?
No.
Oh,
it
is the best.
Movie.
No, the movie
but I
doesn't.
Didn't,
the
I
movie
didn't read
does
it. I read
not,
his collaborations with Peter Straub, which is The Talisman.
Yeah, I've read that as well. But The Stand is the best. If you don't read any book by Stephen King,
read The Stand.
It's an incredible book.
And before I let you go, did you ever check that guitar solo out?
Yes, I did. It is. In fact, I passed it on to Howard. Howard, what did you think?
It's phenomenal. I'll tell you what. I'm a big Prince fan, though. But he smoked.
He's very underrated as a guitarist.
And there's a big debate
that's going on YouTube on that video. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, he's not that. They don't like his showmanship. They thought he tried to upstage everybody.
But the camera didn't even stay on him.
That's just Prince's flair.
He was nominated. Of course he needs to upstage something.
All right. Thanks for your call, Will.
Okay.
And also, the other piece of it was Howard. The camera didn't stay on him that long.
Yeah, but when they did, he smoked.
Yeah, he did. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Z.
Yeah. I got two quick things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting in my vehicle listening to radio day for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine said, turn to such a station. I turned to the station. And the Oxycontin King was talking about people... I think he said 65 or 70% of the people in Africa were overweight, and he wasn't going to send any more of his money to help feed them.
Well, you know, first of all, the only place that he sends his money is to his drug dealer. So that's a lie right there, that he sends any money. Second of all,
how can it be overweight?
Well, wait a minute. Second of all, who gives a flying hoot about what, whether or not the crackhead sends any money to anybody? Nobody gives a darn gone about him. And,
right.
And what, he told a lie? What a surprise!
Yeah,
what
I'm
a
not
surprise.
Surprised. But and the other quick thing is, UE is not, or A, whoever they are, they're not losing any money at all, because the electricity that they're not using here, they're sending it to another grid in another state to pay for it.
They're doing just fine. We need not worry about them.
Right.
All right.
Thank you
for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Liz?
Yes.
This is Liz.
All right. I wanted to just make a suggestion that we also call the Public Service Commission, as well as the legislators in Jefferson City, because they are caving. I mean, the Public Service Commission is caving.
They need to.
Yes.
They need to.
So
it's their fault.
I'll give you the number if you like.
Absolutely.
1-800.
Because that's what we do as Liz's.
1-800-392-4211. And you can also register complaints, which have to be acknowledged in writing from the Public Service Commission.
Excellent. Excellent. So that's 1-800-392-4211.
Exactly.
Thank you, Liz.
Have a blessed day.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I just got off the phone from State Senator Cunningham's office.
Yes.
Can I share with you the message I left? Because
absolutely.
I only got a recorded a message saying leave the information in your telephone number.
Okay.
What I suggested to her is that it's fine if Ameren gets this tax break, but on the other side, on the flip side of that issue is the fact that people should be compensated for the food that they threw away from their deep freezers and refrigerators, the cost of motel and hotel cost in order to survive, especially for elderly people, job absences, and a heater, you know, people went out and bought space heaters and generators. I think after you, Ameren compensates the people for that, because they promised to supply electricity as they're the only game in town, and when they fail to do that, then I think, isn't that a cause for a class action suit against them?
I don't know if that is a cause for a class action suit, but I also would add to your litany of things that UE needs to pay for. We cannot forget that people died, Dimitri.
Oh,
people died.
Too.
People died as a result of these power outages, and it is inexcusable. Do you know that UE was saying after some people got their electricity hooked back up, it went back out again because of wind. Because of wind. Because of wind. Lines that they had put up were down again because of wind. This is Ameren UE, lowest cost factor. They are trying to find a way to make the most profit, and we have legislators like Jane Cunningham enabling these greedy, greedy, greedy people. And you know what, Dimitri? If you ask for that, they should pay that first, and then we'll talk to them.
Yes, and the other thing, too, being that we're going to continue to have winters, like you say, and the snow and ice is going to fall, which is no surprise to the rest of us except the UE executives, shouldn't they bury those lines underground so that the people don't have to suffer without electricity in the future?
You know what, Dimitri? Dig a hole, cut the trees, and then it would all be better.
Okay.
It would all be better. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
And let me know if Jane Cunningham calls you back.
I left my name and telephone number.
All right.
I shall.
All right.
Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. Mark.
Yes, ma'am.
when the PSC has these hearings,
mm-hmm.
They start early.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they ask people for their comments and everything. And it's all off the record. And when people go there, if you'll ask a question during that free period of time, you know, it's not an official part of the records. You have to actually get sworn in. But I've seen people ask questions at this little question and answer session they have, and then they leave. And then other people get sworn in, and they'll ask the same question, and they'll give them a different answer.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
So that's, I just want people to be aware of that.
That's
and
a great heads up.
These are rotten poles. These poles are broken, snapped over.
There you go. And it's about Ameren UE and their profit line.
It absolutely is, and they're just screwing the people. That's all there's to it.
That's a fact. And what do you think about a legislator that's introducing legislation to give them a break?
Well, you know, Missouri's like a little little Texas, you know what I mean? They're trying the same Enron stuff.
Mm.
The same things that go on in Texas have been going on here.
All right. Thanks, Liz. Thanks, Mark. My name is Liz Brown, taking my last break for this week. Don't forget, there's a volunteer meeting for the Blanket Drive for volunteers tonight at 6 o'clock at 265 Union. And we're taking a break. I'll be back.
Liz Brown, and it's that time of year again when Wake Up Call listeners reach out and warm hearts all over St. Louis. That's right, it's the third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive. The Blanket Drive will take place on December 15th with a live remote at 7 a.m. at the George Washington Carver House. We'll have pickup and drop-off here at the station and at Carver House starting at 6 a.m. So you don't have a lot of time. It's been a really warm winter. Mark your calendar for Friday, December 15th, and bring your blankets. Once again, we are warming hearts all over St. Louis.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline London. The family of the poisoned ex-Russian spy who died 2 weeks ago was barred from having his funeral in a British mosque as he had requested. Alexander Litvinenko had converted to Islam shortly before his death in a London hospital, and one of his final wishes was to be buried according to Muslim tradition. But when the family showed up at Regent's Park Mosque yesterday for the service, authorities said Litvinenko's coffin could not be brought into the prayer hall. London's Evening Standard reports that officials didn't want to take the chance his contaminated body might release harmful radiation into the air. Instead of a full Muslim service, family members opted to hold a private and simple prayer ceremony at the mosque without the coffin. Security guards later accompanied the family to a secret burial site where Litvinenko was eventually laid to rest. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Sleep well, my heavenly babe, sleep well, my sweet little child.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Let's get to some of it. Pepsi.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I like Dean Koontz, too.
You do?
And the way I be listening to him, well, you know I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to him on cassette.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, what I call that, talk to you about.
Wait
you
a minute. Before we go on, since you are blind, did you know that there is a Bible that
on cassette?
On cassette. Do you know
got
who,
it.
The new one? With Denzel Washington, Angela Bassett, Samuel L. Jackson.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah, it's a brand new interpretation of the Bible. They started with the New Testament, and they're almost finished with the Old Testament, but the New Testament is out, and it is it's all black folks. And it is a presentation that is, it is highly produced, wonderful sound effects, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful reading and interpretation of the Bible. It's a brand new, it just came out. And I thought that might be something that you would be interested in.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so, you might want to check that out.
Okay, now. Can you get that at the black bookstore?
I would think so. I would certainly think so. And they certainly could order it. Absolutely.
You wouldn't know the name of that. I think it's one over there on
There is one called Ujamaa on it's on Natural Bridge. Ujamaa on Natural Bridge.
Ujamaa.
Mhm.
Okay. What I called to talk to you about, you know, when I had called and you had one of the Muslim brothers on your show and we was talking about the Quran on cassette or CD.
Yes.
And that he was going to see to it that I get it.
Yes.
I haven't received that yet.
Okay. I will see what I can do.
Okay, then. All right. And I sure, because like I said, I want to, know about it.
All right.
You know, so I sure wish, I hope you can help me out to get it.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
How are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, Amarin U is just a sign to people in this day and time. What it would be if they had to live primitively. And they can't stand it. Number one, you can't stand without air conditioning. All through life, I came up without these things, and I think I'm walking my own integrity. Now, I've had several things to happen. You know, I'm not anything that you can just downtrod or look upon and misquote me. And I've heard that several people call my house about misquoting when I talk to you. I said, well, number one, I speak the truth. I don't ask for no pictures in the paper. I stay behind the scenes, not in front of it. And I do my work. I did it with people proudly. I don't ask them for one penny to teach or do anything. I'm not glamorizing nothing. And when I hear that, it kind of irks me, because I don't need to be misquoted. Now, when it comes to my people, they said, well, you don't care. Just let them go down the drain. That's not my words. That came out of your office, not me. I don't let them go down the drain. I wouldn't be where I am today.
Malik, I don't understand what you're talking about. If you're talking about misquoting, I've never said for people.
Well, you, the last time I talked to you, yes, you did.
I never said that people should go down the drain.
You said, in other words, that's all you... They should just sit there and go down the drain and fold their hands and do nothing. We'll never get nowhere. But I said, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I'm steady working toward the...
Okay. Anything else, Malik?
No, that's all. I just like it. If that didn't happen again, because... People get a little disturbed on that.
Thanks for your call.
All right, later.
1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
How are you doing, young lady?
I am outstanding.
Excellent. No need to get into any type of contest. I'm wondering, how much money is it costing Amarin to subcontract companies from as far as Minnesota to drive their rig at least 14, 16 hours or more to get here to service some of our mishaps? And how many of the Amarin workers or their fleet have they laid off or discontinued? Now when an emergency arose, they don't have the manpower,
they don't have the
manpower or the equipment, and now they're farming out. They got people farming for Colorado, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
And all of that means is that we have to wait for longer periods of time for people to get here, because nobody snaps, Amarin doesn't snap their finger and people magically appear, like, being beamed from place to place like on Star Trek.
That's right. They ain't flying them.
No, they're not. And no, they're not flying them in because they need the trucks.
That's right.
You know?
And then secondly, what is their per diem?
Yep. And who would have to tell us that?
CEO.
Oh, you think they're going to let that out?
Can a snake do chin-ups? Have a good day.
1-877-920-WGNU. Earl.
Yeah, how you doing, Liz? That gentleman just made me think of something. Now, I've been noticing the trucks. This company called Pike, I'm not sure where they're from. It's electric company. But I mean, maybe it's just in areas I've been. I've been in the U-City, Clayton, and Sierra. But I haven't seen any Ameren trucks, but I've seen this company called Pike. Where are the Ameren trucks? I mean, were they out in West County somewhere? Where are they?
Or have they, and like the callers raised the question of, have they sold off all their stuff? And they just don't have the trucks that they used to have.
I mean, he just made me think of something when he mentioned that, you know?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I've seen a lot of Ameren trucks, a lot of utility-looking trucks, electric-looking trucks sitting in parking lots. I was over, I saw a bunch of them sitting in a Walmart parking lot. See them all over the place.
Right.
See them all over the place.
Right. Okay,
all right.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Sylvia.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I was wondering, have you heard anything about Leclerc gas and Ameren being one and the same?
Mm-mm.
Well, I heard that from my brother. He's an electrician.
Being one and the same what?
Entity.
No, I mean, not legally, they're not the same entity.
Right, right. that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, they are utilities, and they get benefits as a utility. They are both monopolies, and they have that in common. They both are governed by the Public Service Commission. They have that in common. And I'm certain that a lot of the rules that apply to the utility of electricity also applies to the utility of gas. But insofar as being, it's not to my understanding that they are both the same company.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And I think it's time, Howard. I think it is time. I'm going to take a minute or two right now to give away a wake-up call because we care package. We're bringing in the machine here, turning the little style here to try to figure out who's going to be the winner, who's going to be the winner, who's going to be the winner, who's going to be the winner. And the winner is T. Gordon. Congratulations, T. Gordon. You've won a wonderful wake-up call because we care package. It will be waiting for you here at WGNU 265 Union. Come on down and pick it up. T. Gordon, congratulations. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And for those of you that didn't win this week, it's okay. You'll be able to win next week. Yeah, you will. Just call in when Howard lays it down for you to call in. 1-877-920-WGNU. These are amazing times. I just feel like we've really done some amazing things this week. I am reminded with the story of Jane Cunningham and the piece of legislation, you know, that my legislator, Connie Johnston, shot to me. Okay? And it's just, this is how things are supposed to be done. This is how things are supposed to be done. People are supposed to give other people the heads up so that people can know about what's happening in Jefferson City. This was a email sent from the legislative assistant of Jane Cunningham that today, when some people are still without power, when some people are still going to have to find a way to now pay their electric bill and their hotel bills, that she, out of all the pieces of legislation to introduce, it occurred to her that she wanted to file a piece of legislation on behalf of a company that has guaranteed income. I bet a lot of you are thinking, I didn't even know that you could do that. Call up in Jefferson City, see if we can get my business to get a guaranteed income, guaranteed profit. I want one of those. I'd like one of those, a little piece of legislation saying that Liz Brown's business is guaranteed profit, courtesy of the state of Missouri. We got it. And they also have Jane Cunningham. If you think about it, might want to give her a holler and ask her why she would do something like this.
573-751-1186 is her number, 573-751-1186. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget, Wake Up Call volunteers for the blanket drive tonight at 6 o'clock. The address is 265 Union on the first floor. Please, 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 please be there. We've got a lot of business to tend to. Blanket drive next week. This weekend, go get your $5 blankets. If you can't come on Friday and drop them off anytime next week, anytime at all. The building is open 24/7. Bring your blankets here. Drop them off here. We'll get them to where they need to be taken. My name is Liz Brown. It's been a great week. Thank you all so much for listening. And until Monday, stay strong.
I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my